We're visiting with Opie head football coach Chris Schmidt on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, before we talk about tonight's game with Central Heights last Friday night, your ball club opened up the season with a victory over Ellenwood. Looking back at that game, what stands out about your team's play?
Well, I thought we started off a little slow, but I think as the game progressed, we did some good things. Obviously, there's a lot of little things that we can get better at. Our special teams was pretty good. We had three punt returns for touchdowns. Our executing extra points, which was an area we got a new kicker and was 7 out of 8 there. And overall, it was a good beginning. We got a lot of kids in second half. All our kids played. Our JV played second half, so they all got good minutes, and that was good to see.
Now, you mentioned the three punt returns for touchdowns. Damon Redeker did that. He also threw a couple of touchdown passes. Nice beginning to a season for him.
Yeah, Damon's one of those leader kids that, the couple passes he threw, one of them was he was rolling to his right and kind of hit his brother Blake on a run. It was a nice pass. And then we spread him on another possession, and he hit Derek Holting over the middle in rhythm. And the punt return, he's pretty exciting with the ball in his hands. And, on two of them in particular, he made a couple guys miss early. And then once he did that, our blocking downfield was pretty good, and he was able to get and score. But, having the ball in his hands, you're always going to feel pretty good that he's going to make some good decisions and make some things happen for us.
We're visiting with Opie head football coach Chris Schmidt on the Area Coach's Corner. And as we mentioned tonight, you have Central Heights, a little more of a challenge, and you're going to be seeing a pretty good quarterback tonight.
Yeah, the Detweiler kid, Tony, he's a good athlete. I think he's probably a 3-year starter for him. First and foremost, we're going to have to keep him in the pocket. Last week he ran for almost 250 yards on 26 carries. So the ball's in his hands quite a bit. He's very similar to what our Damon is. So, that's a great challenge. They got some big kids up front. They got, I think that's probably their other strength is their line. They got several kids back in those positions. And, we know he can do both. He didn't have to throw the ball a whole bunch last week. But, we feel that, we're going to try to stop the run. And then when that happens, he's a good enough athlete, he can throw the ball. So it'll be a good challenge for us.
Is this maybe the type of test your ball club needs this early in the season?
Yeah, absolutely. We want those type of games where we can find things. Last week we figured out some things. We want to see tonight if we made improvement. And this team is going to show us that. At the line of scrimmage, I thought last week we maybe stood up a little too much and didn't fire off the ball as good as we need to. Tonight we're going to need to do that on both sides of the ball. And our secondary really didn't get tested last week. So I think tonight's one of those games that we can stop the run somewhat. We'll have to see what we got in the secondary. So looking forward to it. We know it's a good challenge, and we'll see what we can do.
Coach Schmidt, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Again, congratulations on your season opening win over Ellenwood. Good luck tonight against Central Heights, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
All right, Greg, thank you.
That's Opie head football coach Chris Schmidt on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the Opie State Bank, Mills Tire, and the Rich Door Company on KVOE Live and Local.